Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Speaking about exciting, big news coming out of Florida, HSFootball.com, and Josh Wilson. He broke this earlier or late last month that they have a place on your phone with a new app. And that only adds to everything that Josh is doing. It has all the events coming up. Flag football is really, really deep right now. And then you get into spring football, and Josh is kind enough to join us this evening. Josh, thanks so much for taking the time. And you become a busy man now with this app and your flag football and then getting ready for spring.
Yeah, absolutely. I appreciate you having me on. I know it's been a hot minute since we've talked, but things are kind of revamping the ship a little bit here in terms of what FloridaHSFootball.com is doing. But yes, a brand new app available on your iOS or Android device. It's easy to find. Just search for FloridaHSFootball.com, and that app will that'll appear in the app stores, and you'll be able to download it real quick and easy, and then you'll be able to get notifications on your phone and all that. So, spring football's here. Flag football's wrapping up this week with the state championships down in Tampa at $1 place, but spring football's here, and it's hard to believe that, you know, before we know it, we're going to be talking about the season starting up in the fall. Of course, it's interesting that you say, you know, you look at it all, it's like it just, the calendar goes so quickly, it seems like, these days, and the next thing you know, it's like it's another season again.
Yeah, we were talking about that to begin the show, that this is a busier time of year than the season. Because remember, the season comes down to what, a Thursday, Friday, and an occasional Saturday. Now you have spring practice that goes on, then it'll give way on June 1st and June throughout the month of June to those camps where kids will go around the country to different camps. They have 7-on-7s. I love those team camps, because no matter where you are, from West Florida all the way down to FAU, FIU in Miami, and the smaller schools like Ave Maria and St. Thomas University and Florida Memorial, there's always something going on in basically every day during the summer, because, you know, kids, you know, don't have to go into school. And so they could have a line camp on a Tuesday or a team camp on a Wednesday. And then USF and FSU have these mega camps, which are a great idea, because, you know, I mean, obviously everybody that goes to FSU is not going to play at FSU. Everybody goes to USF may not play at USF, but they invite all these different colleges, large and small, to come check out all the kids down. And it's exciting. Talk about that, because the off season, as you know, is probably the busiest time you could have, especially here in Florida.
Yeah, it definitely is. You know, once you get out of spring football, you talk about the mega camps, you get ready, and then there's media day is going to be coming, you know, to get ready for the season. And, of course, there's the 7v7 tournaments that are going to be happening. So a lot going on around the Sunshine State. Of course, we'll be at the 7v7 tournament in June at the Villages for the Florida High School 7v7 Association tournament there. And that's going to be a huge tournament in itself right there, because – there's going to be a lot happening there, and that's going to be huge right there for all the teams in the state getting ready for the season. And I honestly believe that this season, especially with all the classification changes, going back, you know, Metro Suburban being scrapped and going back to the traditional classification system, I think there's going to be, you know, it's going to be some interesting matchups, especially when you look at the schedule coming up. These teams are going to be fighting hard to get ready for the season, because they know that everything is on the line here in the 2024 season. And honestly, I can't wait to see what the 2024 season plays out, because of everything that leads up to it, including spring football, the summer camps, the camps, the big camps that the teams are going to, the mega camps. I honestly believe that, you know, the 2024 season will give us some of our best and most entertaining football in recent memory.
Right, right. And when you talk, Josh, about, you know, last year we had to kind of, you know, navigate through the S and the M's and the all these. Now you're back to 1A, 2A, 3A and stuff. Do you like that better? I mean, because I know that you kind of are in the center of that when they have the voting and, you know, making those decisions, because, you know, living up near Gainesville area. Do you like this better? And do you like how a lot of the divisions fell? I think there would be angry people no matter which way you went.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm actually with more for the Metro Suburban, because I feel like, you know, with the way things are going. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's not a matter about what I want. It's a matter of what's best for the state. And if this is what's best for the state at the moment, then that's what we'll go with. I'll go with whatever we get thing. Just tell me when the state championship is being played and I'll be there. That's the biggest
thing.
No,
I understand. I know. And then obviously last year, having them on the entire week, 3 days, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and obviously all at one spot, which we are talking about earlier about the advantages of these, and back in the day they didn't have them all at one spot. In fact, I think Gainesville back in 98-99 was the first time that they all moved everybody to one spot, but now it's at one spot. College coaches, as you know, last year lined the sideline at Bragg Stadium in Tallahassee for the event. You like it better like this when everything's played on one weekend, because you know as well as I do that people having to travel long ways, it's tough for them to do it 2 weeks in a row.
Oh yeah, it definitely is, especially, you know, like a lot of us in the media that, you know, really have a hard time doing that, you know, the 2 weeks, you know, especially splitting it between, you know, like a, you know, like a Tallahassee and a Fort Lauderdale, you know, that was very hard. Right. Very hard on travel, very hard on, you know, like finding hotel rooms that were affordable, making sure that, you know, everything that was done correctly, you know, making sure that, you know, we have time to prepare. Whereas I like the 1 week weekend format where it's like, okay, yeah, it may produce some long days in terms of, you know, having three games stacked each day. But at the end of the day, I'd rather make one trip, see all the state championship games in one sitting, rather than trying to figure out, oh, well, shit, I got these games here this week, I got to go to these games here next week. I got to make sure that my hotel rooms are booked. I got to make sure that, you know, everything's lined up for travel. And there's a lot of stuff that, you know, you have to sit there and you have to line up and make sure that's ready to go. And honestly, to be truthful with you, Blue, I hope really, in all honesty, you know, that they are able to keep them in one central site. I don't know if Tallahassee will host again this year. I've heard some things that they said that they will renew. I know last year's deal was just a one-year deal. But at the end of the day, wherever the state championships will be at, they need to be in one central location, so that way, you know, it's more marketable for not only for the FHA, but also, you know, for us as the media that's cover these teams, you know, that are statewide, like yourself, you know, like the several other sites out there that are, you know, that cover statewide, you know, that's the biggest thing. I feel like that's the key piece to it, is that when we're able to be in one central site and see all this great talent in one weekend, it really helps. It really actually is more advantage for all the talent that we see, because the spotlight's all on them at that point instead of having to be split up.
Yeah, no doubt. Josh Wilson joining us, FloridaHSFootball.com, does a tremendous job. And certainly with these, you know, the, and you know as well as I do, the next the next thing is the NIL and the high school kids making money, especially when our college, high school coaches down here make 25 cents an hour. If you want to factor in everything for, you know, throughout the course of the year, what side are you on of that? Do you like that? I mean, and it would be better, obviously, if the college, the high school coaches were making a lot more money for what they do.
You know, I've been first and foremost a proponent of high school coaches getting paid more. Okay, what? How does that look like? What does it look like at the end of the day? I don't necessarily know what that might look like. Honestly, you, there's a lot of powers to be in that in order to get coaches paid more. Teachers' unions, state legislatures, you know, I mean, you got, even down to your school board. I mean, you've got so many different hands in the pot trying to, you know, that control what a coach's stipend looks like. And, you know, it's, you know, for like, you know, when you're comparing public versus private school, yeah, private schools can do a little bit better on the stipend because there's not as many factors being played into who's controlling the pot and who's trying to control what there. So those are two of the biggest things and the biggest factors I really feel and see in all that. And honestly, you know, at the end of the day, I don't feel like high school athletes necessarily should be getting paid more than their high school coach. I mean, if that ever starts to come down to it, that would be very sad considering that a lot of these coaches, you know, like you said, they get paid quarter an hour, sometimes even less than that. And they're getting, you know, based upon what they do, you know, they're not only just calling up the, you know, gathering their staff up, making, you know, controlling up the plays, you know, they're washing the jerseys, they're cutting the grass, they're painting the field. They do a whole lot. And I think there's a whole lot behind the scenes that the coaches don't get recognized on. And honestly, if, coaches' pay has got to be really, you know, even advocated harder. And I know that it's been advocated a lot, but until we see something that, you know, shows that, you know, we're making forward progress, I'm kind of leery about what NIL could do. You know, could a high school student athlete end up getting paid more than their coach? That's a bigger question. I think that's looming over us right this second. And I think people want to understand. And that, I mean, you know, I understand for the collegiate level and professional level getting paid for your name, image, and likeness. I get all of that. But in high school, this is one of the last true forms of amateurism that we've got left. And, you know, my thing is, you know, what happened to the pride of playing for your school? What happened to pride playing for your neighborhood? You know, a lot of that's lost these days. And I know the students are about choice, and I get that, and I understand the other side of it. But at the end of the day, it's the high school coaches. If we don't start getting them paid more, we're going to lose a lot more coaches than we've lost in the last few years, and we've lost quite a few. I mean, when you have a state championship winning coach like Travis Rowland from Mayland, you know, after 3 years, takes his alma mater to the state championship twice, wins it, and then all of a sudden, next thing you know, he's going right over the state line to Camden County because the pay is much much better. That should ring alarm bells right there. You win state championship and leave, that's it. I mean, what more could you say the alarm bells would be ringing at that point on that one?
Yeah. Hey, Josh, thanks so much for stopping by. We'll have you again. Good luck with the flag football, and then we'll check you out during the summer. Maybe we'll see you up there at the Villages like last year, and keep up the hard work. Congratulations on the new app.
Appreciate it, Blue. Thank you, and thank you for having me on.
Good stuff. Josh Wilson, Florida high school football, and doing a tremendous job.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.